Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, and I welcome you to this program on faith matters on this most sacred day, Holy Thursday. I'd like to greet you with the greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Truly, Holy Thursday is one of the most sacred days in our calendar, in our Catholic faith, because it begins the solemn 3 days in preparation for the feast of Easter, beginning with Holy Thursday, including Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and then into the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday night and Easter Sunday itself. You know, St. John begins the description of the Last Supper, which occurred on that first Holy Thursday, in chapter 13 of his Gospel with these words. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus realized that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He had loved his own in this world and would show his love for them to the end. You know, Jesus, as he celebrated that Last Supper, that Holy Thursday night, knew that this would be his last time celebrating this meal with them. And so, knowing that he soon would die on the cross, he wanted to show his love for the disciples to the very end, not just to the end of his life, but to the end of all he could do for his disciples, for his church. And he left us at that Last Supper, that first Holy Thursday, such beautiful gifts that we remember in a special way today. And those gifts are, first of all, the Holy Eucharist. Remember, it was at the Last Supper meal that Jesus took the bread into his hands and said over the bread, "This is my body." And then over that cup of wine, "This is the cup of my blood, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. And do this in remembrance of me." And when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me," he actually instituted another sacrament, and that was he gave to the apostles the gift of the priesthood. And we commemorate the institution of the priesthood on this very special day of Holy Thursday. So we remember the Eucharist, the priesthood, and a third gift that he gave us, and that was that at the Last Supper, Jesus said to the disciples, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And so the commandment of Jesus' love has been given to us, and that is one of the sacred treasures that comes to us from this Holy Thursday. As we celebrate this Holy Thursday, we remember these gifts that the Lord gave us. In fact, in regard to that commandment, the Latin word for commandment was mandatum. And that's why sometimes this Holy Thursday is also referred to as Maundy Thursday, the Thursday in which Jesus gave us the commandment to love one another. He said, "This is the sign by which you'll be known as my disciples." So it's a very special day, and today we begin then what we call the Church's Easter Triduum, those 3 special days leading us to the feast of Easter. And, you know, on this particular day in the liturgy, there are 2 special Masses that will be celebrated. Usually in the morning, we have the Mass called the Mass of Chrism. Chrism is a traditional Mass celebrated by the bishop with all of his priests, if it's possible for all the priests to be there. And the whole purpose of the Chrism Mass is to show the unity of the bishop with his priests. And so they come to concelebrate at the cathedral. And it reminds them that on that Holy Thursday, the sacred priesthood was instituted. And at that Mass, the priests that are there will make a renewal of the commitment to their priestly service. The bishop addresses them in these beautiful words, if I may just share that with you. He says, "My brothers, today we celebrate the memory of the first Eucharist at which our Lord Jesus Christ shared with his apostles and with us his call to the priestly service of his church. Now, in the presence of your bishop and God's holy people, are you ready to renew your own dedication to Christ as priests of his new covenant?" And they go on to renew their priestly service, their vows, so to speak, of priestly service. And at that same Chrism Mass, we have the blessing of the oils and of the sacred chrism. The oils that are blessed are, first of all, the blessing of the oil of the catechumens, referred to in Latin as the oleum sanctorum. This is an oil used in baptism, especially of infants, just prior to their actual baptism. And for adults in the RCIA program, they're given this anointing in preparation for their actual baptism. Then is the there's the blessing of the oil of the infirm, or the sick, the oil that's used in the sacrament of the sick. And finally, there's the blessing of the sacred chrism, or sacra chrisma, which is the most special oil the church has. It's especially aromatic type of oil, specially prepared, and is used in the sacrament of baptism after the person has been baptized, in the sacrament of confirmation. This is the oil the bishop uses to confirm, the oil used in the ordination of priests and bishops, and also for consecrating altars and churches. And that's all blessed on that day, which shows the beauty and meaning and unity of the priesthood. Then in the evening, we will celebrate on Holy Thursday the Mass of the Lord's Supper, where we remember that Last Supper meal that Jesus celebrated with his disciples. It is a time of great splendor and beauty, and after the Mass is over, we have the procession, the priest taking the Blessed Sacrament from the church and placing it somewhere in a specially prepared repository so that the people can pray after the Mass, right up to usually public veneration ends around midnight, and they pray to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament so that they can keep vigil with Jesus, who after the Last Supper went into the garden and was seized and was put on trial. And we remember all of this, and this time of prayer leads us into the celebration of the second day of the Easter Triduum, that of Good Friday. So Holy Thursday today is truly a very special day, a day to give thanks to God for his gifts of the Eucharist, the priesthood, and his commandment to love one another. May the Lord give you his peace.